Good morning, everybody, and you've now heard the council rules. It is my responsibility as the presiding officer to enforce those rules fairly, and as those of you who are frequent attenders, you know that is exactly what I will do. I also want to make a couple of announcements. Dirk Vanderhart, who is sitting in the back of the room, I want to embarrass him a little bit. I don't have that option very often. It is his last day with the Portland Mercury today. So this is the last time we'll see him here in council chambers. Could we suspend rules for a moment and thank Dirk for his service? Now, he's not disappearing. He is not disappearing. He is moving on to a great opportunity with OPB, and you'll be at the state level, is that correct?
That's right.
Very good. So congratulations on that opportunity. I think you'll do fantastically well there.
Thank you for your service with the Mercury. It's been really, really good, not fake news.
And I also want to reiterate my thanks to everybody who participated in and helped plan last week's session on the Welcoming Inclusive Sanctuary City Task Force. There was a lot of work that went into that. I've received a lot of good feedback from that since. And I want to thank everybody who was engaged in that process. This is a good time to remind us all that through that process, we have further cemented our community standards. We have made an affirmative decision that declaring ourselves a sanctuary city isn't just about the term. It is about action. And so I want to thank my colleagues, and I want to thank the members of that task force for putting into concrete terms specific actions that we will take as a city to underscore that we are a welcoming, inclusive, sanctuary city. Our community values were made clear. We reject racism. We reject white supremacy. We reject sexism. We reject homophobia. We reject Islamophobia. We reject xenophobia. And we reject all forms of discrimination. And I just think it's great that we have a group of engaged citizens that represent the breadth of our community who are working very hard to ensure that we are successful. After all, we will not be successful as a community unless everybody is successful in this community. So with that, we have communications first.